Stock decision trading on Matthew Stubbits. Matthew, M-A-T-H-E-W. I'm sorry, M-A-T-T-H-E-W. T as in Thomas, M-A-T-T-H-E-W. Matthew Stubbits, S-T-U-B-I-T-S. Stubbits. S-T-U. T as in Thomas. B-I-T-S. T as in Thomas. Date of birth, 7/28/88. Date of visit is 5/9/23. Please make copy for Brian Bogdanovics, M.D. Bogdanovics, B-O-G-D-A-N-O-W-I-C-Z. Bogdanovics, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Brian, thank you for sending Matthew Stubbits for a primary evaluation. Next paragraph. First problem, tell us. This is a 34-year-old obese male with a history of snoring and apneic episodes, has had some daytime fatigue and sleepiness, and was advised to go for a polysomnogram. The patient has been overweight for several years and has been trying to lose some weight, and apparently did lose 20 pounds over the past 3 months. He denies any leg swelling, chest pains, or leg or calf muscle pains. He has no history of asthma or bronchitis. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient has a past history for right wrist fracture repair with plates and screws. He has no issue of hypertension. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, habits of vision. Smoked one pack per day for 13 years and then quit. Alcohol use moderate weekly. Next paragraph, family history. Both parents are alive and in good health. Father has a history of obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has had no weight loss, fatigue, or fever. No cataracts. Denies nosebleeds, hoarseness. No wheezing. No shortness of breath, and no coughing spells. There's no heartburn, rectal bleeding, or diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain, no arm or calf muscle pains. No leg edema, no anxiety, no depression. There's no urinary frequency, flank pains, or nighttime awakening. He has no easy bruising or enlarged glands and no joint pains or muscle aches. He has occasional headaches and numbness of the extremities, but no memory loss, no skin rash or itching. Next, physical exam. This moderately obese young white male is alert, no acute distress. No pallid sinus, ictus, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse 92, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 241, saturation 97. HE&E are non-spheric, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucous edematous, throat was clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with with no visas or crackles. Heart, the absence of regular asthma or nestro, no mama. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. No edema, no cap tenderness. And reflexes on the one plus, there were no gross motor left, the cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, breast number one. Possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number two is exogenous obesity. And next paragraph, planned patient has been advised to go for a polysomnographic study. Advise weight loss. Also get a chest x-ray. To rule out any active infiltrate. And was advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 8 weeks. Copy of his recent labs was requested. And I will make an addendum after this polysomnograph is completed. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Brian Barton, Novix, MD. Cool.